Welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM on the dial. What a great day here in the city of Philadelphia. But I'll go back 2 days ago. The weather was just fantastic. Thank God. We're asking, did he bring more of that wonderful weather? Mm-hmm. And tonight's show is sponsored by Northeast Treatment under the leadership of Reagan Kelly and my wonderful wife, Sheila Ford, the First Lady of Recovery, is over there. Before we get started, we got a couple announcements, and tonight we're going to have a full show. I want to thank my good friends over there at 33rd and Diamond for inviting me to come be the speaker, and those who know what I'm talking about know where I was at and what we were doing there. What an honor to share your personal recovery story with those folks that are out there doing what we're doing. So listen, a few announcements. Recovery Idol 2019, we are back up and running, and yes, we're giving away a cash prize this year. Now listen to this. Hey, I'm going to lay out the layout for you. The deadline for entry form is February the 22nd, which I think is next Friday, right? Now, whether you are recovering from singing, shopping, gambling, texting, whatever you're recovering from, even domestic violence, you can get into Recovery Idol, right? And I'm telling you, man, we are currently down to about 54 entry forms folks are coming to be a part of Recovery Idol. Last year, the winner Recovery Idol performed at Penn's Landing in front of 25,000 people. This year, we're looking to perform in front of 40,000 people at Penn's Landing with world-class musicians. When I say world-class musicians, listen to Johnny Coons, who plays for Boyz II Men. A whole lot of other musicians, Doug Lyons. I'm not even going to give you all the names of the musicians who will be accompanying the artists. What? Boy, what a great time. I'm looking forward to that. Here's the first round of Recovery Idol, Friday, April the 19th in South Philly at Yeastie Banquet Hall. And then we're going to North Philly, May the 17th at One Day at a Time, Who That, right? And then Saturday, June the 16th, we're going to go down to the Belly of the Beast down here in Kensington, where all the stuff is happening down there. We're going to bring Recovery Idol down there, putting in a face and a voice on recovery. Then we're going to go to Venice Island up in Manayunk. Yeah, in Roxborough, where folks are there. What a wonderful venue. If you haven't been to Venice Island, what a wonderful venue. Seats, 250 seats, amphitheater, great place to be. Then we're going to come and close things out Friday, August the 23rd at the Dell Music Center, where the stars hit the stage at. And we're going to have the things there. We're going to have our fashion show. So listen, this is going to be, and guess what? All these events are free and open to the public. Where else can you find great talent here in the city of Philadelphia, giving people an opportunity to showcase their talent through arts, entertainment, and fashions? So kudos go out to the folks that are behind the scenes that are doing the wonderful work here in the city of Philadelphia with Recovery Idol, the city of Philadelphia Department of Behavioral Health, PAR, Pennsylvania Alliance of Recovery Residents, and all the volunteers who are supporting our endeavors with recovery. And I tell you, it's called Recovery Idol, not Discovery Idol. And it's really about maintaining your recovery. So I'm a little excited about that. The next announcement, now you got to listen to this, folks. Kudos go out to Platinum Production. Kudos go out to Platinum Production. Mother's Day weekend. Listen to the lineup. Friday night. Let's go to Friday night, May the 10th at Caesars, Whispers, Force MDs. Let's move to the very next night. We're going to walk from Caesars and go to Boardwalk Hall. We're going to see Frankie Beverly and Maze. Then we're going to see Kim. Then we're going to see Christopher Williams. And then I'll be sure. All this is happening Mother's Day weekend in Atlantic City. So we're going to start Friday night at Caesars with the Whispers and the Force MDs. And then we're going to go Saturday at Boardwalk Hall. And we're going to see Frankie Beverly and Maze and Kim, Christopher Williams, and I'll be sure. And then we're going to close out Mother's Day weekend, good God Almighty, at the Tropicana with, listen to, At the Seven and Drew Hill. Boy, what a weekend. What a weekend. So for you, you folks who want to take your wives and your girlfriends and your boyfriends out, it's a great time. Come hang out with us in Atlantic City starting that. Now, listen, I got to give you this. At Bally's, Friday night, ticket prices, hotel discount, $129. So if you're going to be with us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you might as well get the Friday night special. Saturday night is $199, and then Sunday night is $60. So if you're just going to come out and see Drew Hill and all them on Sunday night, you can do that. But you got to use the group code SB059PN9. I want to correct that. I'm going to say that again slowly. Here's the group code SB05PN9. And if you wanted to call and make reservations, you can call 888-516-2215. I'm looking forward to Mother's Day weekend there. Yeah. After 7, they be rocking it. Yeah. Then Drew Hill, then Frankie Beverly, then Maze, then Kim. They're going to get me start singing in here. So, but again, please go to book your shows on online booking with Platinum Shows. So that's the announcements for me, and I'm excited about that as we move right along. I'm in here tonight with all the three wonderful women and my good friend, Ali Hangman, who is the producer and manager of this wonderful singing group called
Aviance.
Yes. So before we, yes, So we're going to do a couple of things here tonight before we get into the history of where these ladies come from. We're going to open up the phone lines here at 215-634-8065. I'm going to say it again, 215-634-8065. Toll free, 1-866-361-0900. Or you can hit us up on wordradio.com. Let's take it a little further. You can even download the free WRD app in your iPhone and your Android phone. So this is the only show that you can't say, oh, I couldn't hear it. Guess what? We even go on Facebook Live, and I see all my good friends that are viewing us Facebook Live. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for having us. Whoa.
I am so excited that y'all are here. My good friend, Ali Hayman, who is, we've been good friends and historically, and I'll give you a quick snapshot. I had you ladies performing at the Mayor's Drug and Alcohol Commission.
Yes.
Doing the national anthem or something.
Yes. And then we were able to, you know, do a little something else.
Yeah.
It was a minute back. I can't really remember what the something else was, but I'm sure we did our thing. You know how we do.
I wouldn't be surprised if probably was Dreamers. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, probably.
So before we get, because I was listening to some of your work before, ladies.
Yes.
And I applaud you, so.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to ask for autographs and photos later.
Well, you already know.
If I can get it from Ali Hayman. Ali, I'm going to want you to tell me a little bit about the history of the group. How did they come about? How did you find these wonderful women? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have these ladies. They all came from different walks of life. They came from different places. None of them knew each other. I just kind of was auditioning. Not a lot of people, but it was a lot of people, but not a whole lot. Because I listen to people and I kind of know what I want. And if they kind of fit my vision, then I know that's the person I want in the group. I talk to them, I ask them about things and see where morally they are and what they're, you know, just what type of person they are as just individual without music, without singing. So I just wanted to see where their heads were at, stuff like that.
Okay, so we're going to get that. So we're going to drop that down. Then I'm going to put you back over there because periodically I'm going to ask you to chime in. Okay. How long has the group been in existence?
And we've been together for few years.
Since elementary school.
Man.
yep. Since the sandbox.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the great thing I love about, you know, I mentioned to y'all in the conference room, y'all not like the traditional, you know, we know all the SUVs and all those kind of groups, but we're talking about Philly born and raised.
Philly born and raised. Okay. Ain't nothing like it. I'm telling you, Rick, it ain't nothing like it.
Yeah. You know. Philadelphia has a historical sound of entertainment. We
Philly
can go
sound.
On.
And if you are an artist in Philly, clearly you have to bring it because there were people before you that laid the ground out. So you gotta, you know, come correct or see the reject.
Yes. So help me with this. We want to do a name recognition.
Oh yeah.
And I'll start with you.
Yeah, my name is Beyond.
Beyond.
Yes.
I'm Dominique Nicole.
Dominique Nicole.
And I'm D-Day the Rapper.
D-Day the Rapper, like Doomsday the Rapper.
You already know.
All right. So, now, and I'm going to do this. You have a favorite artist? Because everybody has, let me just be clear about this. My favorite artist has always been Donny Hathaway. I was a young kid. I was very moved emotionally about the lyrical content that he would deliver. You know, so that was my, and to this day, still, when I hear Donny Hathaway, it just do something to my spirit.
Yeah.
I might start crying right now. I can feel it.
I feel the emotions coming, man.
If my producer played Donny Hathaway, I'm going to ask for some tissues in here.
What's
your favorite artist?
Man, my favorite artist of all time would be Earth, Wind, and Fire because they're all about unity. They're about togetherness. Yeah. And they make songs that were just about everything. They had a diverse collection of music. So I would say them, definitely.
So now we're going to play one of Earth, Wind, and Fire songs, Be Ever. It'll come to me.
Okay.
It's one of your favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire songs?
Oh, man.
I love that.
Man, you know, since it's chilly outside, you can play that September, man. Okay. Play that September, man. It's a little chilly. You know, we not nowhere in there to fall, but you know, we got it's still cold outside.
So now I'm gonna go to you. Tell me who your favorite artist.
Let me tell you a little something
when
about
she
me.
Breathed at me.
It's always a story, right? See, me, I don't necessarily have a particular favorite because I kind of like to keep my ear open with a lot of things. But if I had to choose between two people, because I can't choose one, I would have to say Faith and Brandy. Faith Evans and Brandy.
Okay. All righty.
Strictly because of their sound.
Cool.
Their sound is untouchable. You know them when you hear them. Their songs are impeccable. So they just got me. Put them together. If they made a baby, it would be me.
Wow, that's good. So I was still thinking that song, Be Ever Wonderful. When the fire get to me. So we're going to swing to D-Day. D-Day.
Well, I would say my favorite artist is Kendrick Lamar. Not only because he's such a dope rapper, but I mean, his music is just vibes. Like, even sometimes he's like rap singing a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's just the whole tone of the music is what I like to listen to.
That's good.
Full product.
So we're going to get you ladies to give us a little something later. But I'm just in my thinking mood in terms of when I look at what's happening in music around the nation, mainly on media, when you see The Voice and American Idol and The Four and all that. What's your thoughts about all those kind of shows?
I think it's dope. I think it gives artists that are from like all over the platform.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people who, you know, make their big break on there and they, you know, maybe never performed a day in their lives. And yet they have such a decent voice that they get picked up there. I think it's fun. It's absolutely fun for us to watch because it's like, oh, dang, it's really people out there singing like this. And it's real music being sung. And it's unfortunate because it's like a lot of the music today, really what Aviance is, you know, we try to really sing from a real place. And, you know, a lot of the time is you know, we try to put our real lives in it and good content and things of that nature. Yeah. And so when we get a chance to watch like the shows like The Four and things like that, it's satisfying because it's people that really want to sing. It's coming from a real place. Yeah. It's people with, you know, singing music about real content, and it's not being, you know, judged upon unless, of course, they crack or, you know, it's a nasty note. But altogether, I think it's just those shows are just decent.
So and the reason why I'm asking these kind of questions as an artist, do you guys choreograph or write your own music? Who does that?
Well, everything. I was just about to mention, you know, when it comes to The Four and shows like that, you know, something that's really undervalued is actually the work ethic that comes to being such a great act. So, I mean, and that's why I really like Sheree J, who was on The Four, and shout out to Sheree J, by the way.
Yes.
You know, she has a tremendous work ethic outside of that. Then she got on the show, and it's just, she's just showing you that.
Yeah.
That stuff isn't really built on the show. And that's something that you should know, is like, that's not built on the show. That's
who she is.
Those
that's
people are working hard back there.
So that's what we do. We always want to say, you know, we work so hard and are always constantly moving forward, thinking about how we can progress, how we can be better, topping ourselves, and then thinking how we're going to top ourselves again.
Yeah.
Because that's really
it's good. Funny because what's her name? Sheree J.
Sheree J.
And I think her history was because she was a cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that really motivate you into your style of artisticity as a musician, as an artist, folks come from a broken place. And sometimes songs and music is derived or developed based on their hurt. Mm-hmm. So that's why I asked the question about, well, who writes the songs for you ladies and all that. So that's great, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we all write our content, and it definitely comes from a real place, real experiences, real stories, real struggles. Yeah. And even if it's not our struggles, the things that we've seen in other people's lives. So we definitely incorporate that into our music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really intrigued when I've heard you ladies before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always amazed because I think it's an opportunity for young women, young black women. Mm-hmm. And I'll say that we're with a high level, an opportunity. When you look at the music industry over the years, and you go all the way back to those days of Sarah Vaughan and all those women who have, trailblazing women, mm-hmm. that, so when I see young, energetic young women up that are trying to find your way, I applaud you. I'm going to give you a hand for that, because I think it's so essential yeah. that people know who y'all are and doing what you do.
Thank you.
Show is about addiction treatment and recovery, but I think we all are recovering from something.
Yeah.
Broken relationships, lack of jobs, or whatever. So, I'm going to be co-managing y'all soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm Holly. No. So, listen, we're going to take a break here at 900 AM WRD. Phone lines are open. We're going to come back and play a little music. And, right, then we're going to get a little rapping and singing and harmonizing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and if you need, you know, I think, Holly, you'll be able to tell the viewers and listeners, you guys are up. You know, if you need to hear them or hire them to come perform, I was about to say it, a bar mitzvah or funeral or wedding or a party. Here's the opportunity, because I was just so amazed when y'all did the Star Sprinkle. What's it, the Star Sprinkle Banner?
There's a new option in Philadelphia for the moment a person decides to stop using drugs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now, a little technical problems. But listen. We're gonna take a break and come back. Phone lines are open, 215-634-8065. Toll free, 1-866-361-0900. You're listening to Word Radio, 900 AM, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back.
There's a new option in Philadelphia for the moment a person decides to stop using drugs or alcohol. It's called Access Point, operated by Northeast Treatment Centers, the most trusted nonprofit provider of addiction treatment services in Philadelphia. At Access Point, you can walk in right now or anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We know that waiting to receive medication is a big reason people don't follow through with treatment. At Access Point, once you make the decision to stop using, we can stabilize you and administer medication immediately. You are able to stay with us for up to 23 hours so we can monitor and treat withdrawal symptoms. We can then work with you to develop a plan of care and help move you into the most appropriate next level of care to meet your needs. If this is your day to make that decision and you want immediate attention, contact Access Point at 844-533-8200. That's 844-533-8200. We are located at 5th and Spring Garden. We are here when you need us. Access Point.
Start your life over again. Just take it one day at a time. Put your life back together again. Just take it one day at a time. One day at a time, drug and alcohol treatment in an outpatient program. 6 months to a year. 24-hour drop-in and crisis center. 2526 Broad Street. Free confidential HIV testing every Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you know someone or if you are someone who needs drug and alcohol treatment, call this number here. 215-221-1033. That's 215-221-1033. Start your life over again, one day at a time. 24-hour drop-in and crisis center, 2526 Broad Street. Get your life back on track, one day at a time. One day at a time, drug and alcohol treatment in an outpatient program. If you know someone or if you are someone who needs drug and alcohol treatment, call this number here, 215-221-1033. That's 215-221-1033. Start your life over again. Again, one day at a time.
If you struggle with substance abuse, Southwest New Stop would love to assist you on your road to recovery. Make Southwest New Stop your next stop, your first step in treating the total spectrum of chemical dependency. Southwest New Stop Incorporated has two offices to serve you, 5616 Woodland Avenue, 215-729-2014, or 1609 North Poplar Street, 215-924-2643. Hours of operation Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They have intensive outpatient drug and alcohol treatment services, case management services, weekly family sessions, and so much more. If you have any questions on how to get back on the road to recovery, call Southwest New Stop, 5616 Woodland Avenue, 215-729-2014, 1609 North Poplar Street, 215-924-2643. Make Southwest New Stop your next stop.
Hi, this is Council President Darrell Clark, and I listen to my main man, Rick Ford, heard here on 900 AM WURD.
guess I'm really, really young. How long will it last? All I wanna do is play, I wanna live fast. Nobody around to slow me up. I don't know if this is good or if this is bad. Look, you can't tell me anything. I swear I know everything. Look at myself in the mirror. Vision can't get any clearer. If I'm living wrong, would I regret it? Ask me to do right, would I say forget it, forget it? We never know, we never know. Because I'm not perfect. Oh, so imperfect. Oh, so imperfect. Hey, ha, ha. Hey, ha, ha, ha. Oh, I'm not perfect. Why you seem like my pain outweigh the gain? Make a promise to myself, but I never change. A lie, then I cover up. It's about time that I switch it up. Yeah. I feel like everything I do right now is gonna catch up.
One that they talking about when they say my generation is dead. What's going on in our heads? What about Junior back in 81? He had the eight balls under the bed. How he passed instead? When did his life go from being on gold to skirting? Straight to the red. 30 years after he bled. When am I turning the page? When a new leaf gonna turn? Will I before it's too late?
If I'm living wrong, would I regret it? Ask me to do right, would I say forget it?
Hey, listen, we're back here at 900 AM WRD. Wow, love the song.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's give my hand for that, Dave, for that. You ladies harmonize to perfection. I'm a little upset because y'all need a male dude in the group.
You know what?
So that's up now. My wife is probably cracking up right now listening. So we don't have any music now. Can we just do 30 seconds of that same harmonizing? Because I'm not perfect. Come on.
No, that's a little brown.
Okay. All right. Y'all give me something else.
We're going to get y'all something a little more live.
You need to move over there.
You know what? Give me a little your mic really quick so you know everybody can get the pristine.
Okay. All right.
The crystal clearness.
So can you go? All right.
You will not hurt my pride if right now you decide that you are not ready to settle down. But if you want my heart, then it's time that you start to act like you're mine in the light and the dark. If you love me, say it. If you trust me, do it. If you want me, show it. If you need me, prove it. If you love me, say it. If you trust me, do it. If you want me, show it. If you need me, prove it.
Make sure y'all cop that. It's Aviance. It's everywhere.
Yes, yes.
I'm still a little...
You know what? You could have put that, you know, that Barry White under there. We could have, you could have carried us through, man.
I was about to say.
See, if you're gonna be in the, but if you're gonna be a part of this group, you gotta know when to come in, man.
I was looking for my entry.
You had it, but you had an opportunity.
You gotta find your way.
Say it. I was like, I'm living it.
He's like, I ain't trying to mess it up. I'm just trying to live in this moment.
No, and again, man, this is all. Listen, you guys work for. I was about to say for a Grammy.
Listen, speak it.
Speaking it to existence.
Speak it, Lord.
So we want folks to know how to reach y'all. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those little social media. You want to run that app?
Okay, so go ahead.
Come on.
Go on all your social media platforms, right? Then go ahead and type in Aviance Music with a Q, though. Not with a C, with a Q.
How you spell it? How you spell it?
Okay, so we at Aviance Music. You already know how to spell music, but I'm going to do it for you. M-U-S. Wait, yeah. M-U-S-I-C.
M-U-S-I-Q, y'all.
Aviance Music.
Yes, yes. And if you're not big on social media, because, you know, you got some people out here that's like, I don't want everybody to know who I am. But you're technical savvy. You can always check out our website, which is badgirlsofrnb.com. That's badgirls, letter R, letter N, letter B.com.
Yes.
Okay. So listen, for those that are viewing and listening, we are at 900 AM WRD. We want to make sure that you follow these ladies as they move around the country.
Yes.
I'm gonna be talking to Allie about having y'all come open up some of the shows that we're doing with Recovery Idol, Venice Island, Penn's Landing. Matter of fact, I'm going to sign your contract right now.
Oh,
how about that?
All right, okay.
I'm going to make sure that y'all come. Hey, do me a favor. Can we did like this. Can we do a little Star Spangled Banner or National Anthem? Something like that.
Oh, we about to do the whole, they done won the trial. And we about to bring it back up.
Yeah, no, I just think it's important. Give us one more, though.
All right, let's see.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to move the mic like that.
The original ones.
Right.
That one.
Okay.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
That's it.
Yeah,
American, be proud.
Yes,
no matter how much
America.
Bills you gotta pay, you're an American.
They still take my taxes, but I'm here.
Even if they take your taxes, so, even if they snatch your wig off, like they did me last week.
You know, right. You guys are full of energy and life, and again, we want folks to make sure that they appreciate your talent and utilize your talent in this universe. I think other young women are destined to say, wow, I can do that. You know, and I think, you know, I mentioned earlier, how did you know you were, like, assigned to do the singing thing? Did somebody tell you, hey, you could sing?
You know, it's like life altogether is full of twists and turns. And even when you feel like you're not called to do something in the moment that you're in it, there will be things thrown your way to just reassure you that that's what you're supposed to be doing. And that's where you're supposed to be. So I think it's just all about knowing your you know, surroundings, being aware of everything. And, you know, music altogether is just something you feel. You have to feel it. You know, you can't be in this industry and not feel it.
Yeah. And you know what I think about that? And I know you ladies are relatively young. I'm going to give you that.
Yeah.
But when I think about how music had some little, maybe I don't use the right word, but I think of some of our great musicians who have succumbed to their addiction. The Whitney Houstons, the Michael Jacksons, the Princes. We can go on and on. Gerald Levert, we can go on and on. So how do you carve and sanction your craft without external influences? You follow me?
That's just, you just gotta keep your faith strong in your God, whoever that God is that you pray to. For us, Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah. You just gotta
sing old church, sing
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, you gotta
He was about to start getting me showing over here. But yeah, you definitely have to stay grounded within your foundation. Yeah. So you definitely have to have a solid foundation that's going to keep you grounded and focused on whatever your vision is. And you have to pray every day.
Yeah.
Because without God, this industry is crazy.
The reason why I say that, you know, everybody that watches media, listen to music, see the downside of people who succumb to their addictions. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think that Michael Jackson, you wouldn't think that Prince, you wouldn't think that Whitney Houston, you wouldn't think. So what I'm telling people, you got to be balanced emotionally, physically, and spiritually in your craft.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, just another point to that is we all are addicted to something. We all have a habit that has become a character. Like, so we are all, like, dealing with issues and problems, and yet you have the Whitneys and you have the Michael Jacksons and whoever whose addictions may, you know, shine crazy or brighter than most people with, you know, smaller problems. So I think at the end of the day, we all need to look in the mirror, check ourselves, be straightforward with yourself. You know, you can't lie to yourself. You can lie to everybody else. But I always say I'll lie to myself before I'll lie to somebody else before I lie to myself. But, you know, it's not to say that that's what I do. Yeah. But it's just like you have to go to sleep at night with yourself. So it's like you got to be true to who you are. You got to know what truth is in order to find it. So that's just it.
And to just, you know, play off of what you said about knowing yourself. You know yourself and stay yourself. Because, I mean, a lot of people have that misconception of like, oh, like, especially if you're trying to be in the entertainment industry, they're like, oh, you know, the drugs is everywhere. It's going to be everywhere. And you're right. I mean, you're going to go to some places and you're going to see that. But you're going to see it's much easier for you and for you to go through your career when you avoid those things. Like, you don't have to be around those environments. When you are in those environments, like you said, keep your faith, stay prayed up, and know who you are. But at the same time, always avoid those environments and know you're gonna be okay. It's not like your career is gonna be over because you decided not to go with this person who's doing crazy things. Just stay on it and stay positive, because only great things can happen if you stay positive.
You know, and I tell you, I mentioned earlier that I had the opportunity to sponsor Billy Paul, Grammy Award winner singer. He says, come on, go with me to Liza Minnelli's wedding. And we got up to New York at that Waldorf Astoria. The only time I seen that place was someone coming to America. Mm-hmm. And the only to be there and seen hundreds of limousines, and what we got in the room near all these great entertainers, Babyface, Aretha Franklin, you name them, you know, and there was a lot of stuff happening and people signaling people, come on, and, you know, drinks and drugs and all that stuff. And I thank God at that time, Billy Paul had been in recovery, and to knock down the influence when people try to say, come on, have a drink or snort or... And I watched that, and I'm so proud of him, because that's what it, and it takes having a foundation, not to have external forces drive you, you know. And so I applaud you, ladies.
Thank you.
You said the most key thing there, having your faith and your belief, and believing that that universe will protect you. Yeah, so listen, we're going to take one other break. I'm going to end my song, Beaver. I think I'm going to start singing with y'all. Dave,
and you're welcome to do so.
Okay. And I think what I said earlier, that my artist was Dottie Hathaway, and I'm so young. How music is the essential force that drives us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Country music, whether it's gospel, country, jazz, and rhythm. Music was my saving grace. I didn't have any brothers, so I would just go up and down the radio dial as a kid. I knew, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Go to 7-11. Y'all don't know that
song. But my love you dry.
And it just showed me that the Creator, God, creates the universe and give people extraordinary talents. And you ladies possess something, and I wish y'all the best. Endeavors. Don't forget, when you get to the Grammy and those awards, say, we was on Rick Ford's show.
Yes.
And make sure you invite me. Make sure you invite me.
Yes.
Because, you know, I don't want to be one of those people where they say, well, they forgot about me.
Who
But listen, we are neighbors. Like, we both from Philly, so there's no way we should forget to bring you along. Yeah. So,
you already know. That. I carry the suitcases.
You listen.
I'm the security guard.
Oh, we ain't going to disrespect you like that. Oh, my gosh.
I'm security now. I'm top
listen,
not
you
security.
Listen, you security top, and our spokesman. Top.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. When TMZ
man,
come,
man, you family. You family. You pass all that. You family.
Listen, I will handle all the media marketing stuff for the group.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just gotta learn how to talk like us.
Right.
Like, yo, he's drawing. Like, I'm about to grind him up. You know,
exactly.
You gotta talk like
you gotta
that.
Be like just like that.
You gotta talk just like that. That's how we
that's
talk.
That's a TMZ thing. Right. Wow.
If anybody say something to you, gotta be like, "Maggers on me."
He's their media person. I mean, like, you know,
grind him up.
Grind him up. So we're gonna take another break and come back and continue discussion with the wonderful women of Aviance. Did I say it correctly?
Yes.
Well, I'm getting so good. You know, this is a blast. And I sometimes, you know, when other people sing, you say, well, I sang, but at home in the bathroom, I can kill it. In the house with the you know, acoustics. Oh, my wife said, go ahead, baby, kill it in there.
You know what? That's a good woman. That's a good woman.
Right. Encourage your man. Right. Encourage your man.
We all need it.
So, listen, man, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
There's a new option in Philadelphia for the moment a person decides to stop using drugs or alcohol. It's called Access Point, operated by Northeast Treatment Centers, the most trusted nonprofit provider of addiction treatment services in Philadelphia. At Access Point, you can walk in right now or anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We know that waiting to receive medication is a big reason people don't follow through with treatment. At Access Point, once you make the decision to stop using, we can stabilize you and administer medication immediately. You are able to stay with us for up to 23 hours so we can monitor and treat withdrawal symptoms. We can then work with you to develop a plan of care and help move you into the most appropriate next level of care to meet your needs. If this is your day to make that decision and you want immediate attention, contact Access Point at 844-533-8200. That's 844-533-8200. We are located at 5th and Spring Garden. We are here when you need us. Access Point. Do you or a loved one suffer from an addiction, trauma, or mental illness? Here at the Kirkbride Center, our mission is to help our patients, their families, and friends by providing a therapeutic environment for treatment and recovery. Located at 111 North 49th Street in West Philadelphia, Kirkbride provides both short and long-term inpatient care for adults who need help from recovering from mental illness and drug and alcohol addictions. And we specialize in the use of methadone and suboxone for the treatment of opiate dependencies. This year, our staff has also pioneered a new long-term residential program for women with addictions who are survivors of trauma, the first of its kind in Philadelphia. Treatment is covered by most insurance plans, and county funding is accepted for those without insurance. Self-pay arrangements are also available, and referrals and admissions to the Kirkbride Center are accepted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information or to schedule an intake at the Kirkbride Center, please call our number at 215-471-2488 right away. Again, that's 215-471-2488. The Kirkbride Center is a proud sponsor of 900 AM WURD.
Men and Women for Human Excellence Incorporated is a family-strengthening organization. Outpatient treatment services specializing in youth treatment. Don't let drugs and alcohol kill your motivation. You can always start over. We can help you get your life back. Call Men and Women for Human Excellence at 215-769-7045. Make an appointment. Allow us to guide you back to a life worth living. Located at 2603 Cecil B. Moore Avenue. Call 215-769-7045. Mondays through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
Yeah, we back here at 900 AM WURD. We talking about music, and I just was joking with the ladies in. That's probably how all y'all came to fruition, your mom and pops.
Right.
That's, we talking about real soulful music. That music there is just, that's real music. Mm-hmm. That's real music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said it again, that's why y'all got here. Some of us got here off that song there. So I'm sitting back here. I'm having a great time with you ladies tonight.
Yes, yes. Having a good time with you too.
Yeah. We having a fun, good time,
good time
tonight.
Jolly good time. Yeah, so listen, we're going to start wrapping things up. But again, anybody you want to thank?
I just want to thank all of the Aviant supporters, anybody that has, you know, bought an album, has attended the show, has even tuning in to radio interviews. Just thank you guys so much. None of this would be possible without you guys. So yeah. We love y'all.
Yes.
D-Day.
Yes.
D-Day. I'll swing over to you, D-Day.
Yeah. Big thank you to Spring Garden Records and everybody at Spring Garden Records. Paul. Excuse me. We got Dave, who is the CEO and Paul's the director. So thank you to them, definitely.
And I want to thank everybody down south, Charlotte.
North side.
Yeah, the north side of it. To Audio Box Studios, Mike Lee, Steve, AJ, y'all lit. Nicole, shout out to Ken the photographer.
Cynthia Horner.
Yeah, Cynthia Horner.
Raphael.
Yes. Thank you all.
Yeah. Your pop is a good friend of mine.
And thank you, Mom and Dad.
I love your pop, man.
Yes, thanks to the parents, because without y'all, we wouldn't be here.
I tell you, that's how y'all got here off them songs.
Pop, pop, pop.
Right. Yes. And last but not least,
yeah.
To the Most High.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, to the Most High God. But yeah, he's far from the least. But also, yeah. I see him raise his hand over there. Ali Hyman, one word, shout out to him.
Yeah, so we're gonna get Ali back on and talk a little bit more about his endeavors or where he see to take you ladies to the next level.
Okay.
Listen, I need to be there when you receive those Academy Awards, those gold records.
Yes.
And my gold jacket for supporting me.
Yeah, with the Aviance logo on the back, you know.
So here we are in February, is Black History Month. And there's a lot going on, and the spring is fastly approaching.
Isn't it?
It's going to be a lot of outdoor events and concerts around the city, and I'm inviting you ladies to come showcase your talent at Recovery Idol, and some great interviews that's going to be happening. I'm going to be talking to Platinum Production. I'm going to be talking to Faye Garrison Green, the general manager, and the rest of the team at the Dell Music Center to kind of like, let's give some Philly talent opportunity to showcase their talent. And everybody wants to grace the stage at the Dell Music Center. And I'm a proud supporter of the Dell Music Center because that's our only venue. Right. We're not talking about the Met or the Wachovia, the Lear Chorus or the Keswick or the Tower. We're talking about Philly's own, the Dell Music Center, where parking is free, 5,600 something certain amount of seats.
Yeah.
But we're talking about we should honor a place in our own community. And I see that all these shows are happening down there at the Met. Well, that's Live Nation.
Yeah.
Let's be clear about who's running that. That's Live Nation. Right. But we have to support our own endeavors here when we bring top-notch entertainment to walk that wonderful stage right there at the Dell Music Center. So kudos go out to the leadership over there, Sue Slauson, Faye Garrison Green, Platinum Production, and Bill Ingram, and all the other folks, man. So we want to make sure that we promote our own people. So giving you ladies an opportunity. So I'm going to be talking to Allie. Y'all see me signing contracts.
Well, listen, pull out the pen and papers.
Right. Signing contracts over here,
I have
here,
a book
right?
in my pocketbook.
Y'all so funny. So, Allie, I'm going to get you back on. Can you jump in one of those seats real quick and just tell us a little bit more about where you can foresee. Watch that, because she's got all that money in that pocketbook right there, and I want to make sure that that money stays where it belongs. Yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of things that's coming up this summer and this year. They have things. We're going to be out of the state. We're going to be in North Carolina again, Charlotte. We have a lot of big shows down there that we're going to be doing. We're going to Washington State. We're going to South by Southwest. There's a lot of other performances, some very, very big performances that's going to be happening in Philadelphia, and we just wait for everything to take place and to transpire, and then we'll be able to show y'all and tell y'all about some other surprises that we have going on. So that's where we are.
I thank you, man. I thank you for your commitment and your leadership to just breathe life into the multitude of people that are listening and viewing and being a part of what you guys do. It's always good to have a good leader. So anybody you want to thank before we leave the airwaves?
Oh, man, the only person that I really want to thank, a couple of people, I just want to thank Ladies of Aviance, and I want to thank my father, Jesus Christ. So that's my biggest thanks, because I couldn't do anything without him. He gave me the talent and the ability to eye talent, and so that's...
That's great, man. And keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. My final words have always been, love someone because someone needs to love you back. To my wonderful wife, the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, pursuing that master's degree. Oh, baby, I'm coming home.
Yes.
To my two daughters, Sierra, Quadia, my five-year-old grandson, Sayer, and then my new addition to the family, Samir. She's probably 6 weeks old now, probably breathing right now, crying. We want to thank our producer, Dave, for holding things down right here at 900 a.m.
Yes.
And let's shout out Dave, because none of this would be possible. We wouldn't be sounding nice. Right here.
So, and it's hey, Lloyd! Now, listen, ladies.
Second chances, how are you?
That's right. Now, this is Lloyd Cummings. Lloyd, tell the listening audience, tell these ladies about Bahamas, Aruba. Come on, Lloyd, tell them where they're going.
They are so beautiful. They would be beautiful on the beach in Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, St. Vincent, Nassau in the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands. You'd fit right in.
Oh,
music
thank you.
Coming up at 7. Reggae, soca, calypso.
That's our man, Lloyd Cummings. Don't change that dial right here at 900 a.m. We're going to travel to all those places with Lloyd Cummings. We'll be right out of here. See you guys next week. Peace and week on.
Customers in need can receive up to $1,000 cash grant toward their bill through LIHEAP, a government program. It's free and you'll never have to pay it back. But hurry, funds are limited. Apply now. Call 800-34-HELP-4.
This Black History Month, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts pays homage to multi-Grammy award-winning singer, pianist, and producer Alicia Keys.
Born in New York City, Alicia signed a deal with Clive Davis after graduating from the Professional Performing Arts School. Her debut album, Songs in A Minor, went platinum five times over, earning her five Grammys. Keys' unstoppable career continued in 2007 with the release of As I Am, with the album debuting at number one. Outside of music, Keys appeared in films including The Secret Life of Bees and serving as a judge on the TV show The Voice. In 2017, Keys took her social justice platform to a national stage, speaking and performing as a part of the Women's March on Washington, alongside Angela Davis, Janelle Monáe, and more. Her message resonated to women that our potential is unlimited. We rise.
This celebration of African American history is brought to you by the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts. Visit KimmelCenter.org. Celebrating Black history all day, every day. Maddie Humphreys.
You can't proclaim that people have inalienable rights from a common creator
and say you own some of those people.
This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM
and 900 AM WURD.
Philadelphia, independent Black media.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts of any program on Word Radio do not necessarily reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station.
Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible until now. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who work to combat human trafficking. It's time to open our eyes. Learn what you can do by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Coming to Philly Syndication Network by way of Cedar Valley, Jamaica, London, England, Canada, New York City, and finally Philadelphia, Lloyd Cummings is the real thing. A true, conscious, positive professional, broadcasting to the Caribbean community all over the world for over 30 years. Caribbean Rhythms, his program of soca, reggae, and calypso music, punctuated with news and events from and to the Caribbean community worldwide, has gained him a worldwide following.
Welcome to Jamaica!
Well, it's so nice to have you in the studios with us this morning.
Tenastilin, Ixiabir Imasgan. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, my strength and my redeemer.
Praises to thy sanctuary.
trouble roots and stone child. I tell him how to feel.